USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese state media, The People's Daily, is claiming all available evidence suggests that the coronavirus came to the communist country in imported frozen food. The People's Daily, on their Facebook page, says Wuhan was where the coronavirus was first detected, but it was not where it originated. In the National Football League, the Pittsburgh Steelers were supposed to host the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving night. More bad news.
The Baltimore Ravens were supposed to play a primetime game on Thanksgiving night against their division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game has instead been moved for now to Sunday afternoon and looks even more likely to be postponed or canceled. Another four Ravens players tested positive Thursday for coronavirus, and the team has closed its facilities until at least Monday. One of the players who reportedly tested positive is reigning NFL MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson. If the game against the Steelers is played Sunday, Jackson won't be under center, leaving Robert Griffin III to start for the first time since Week 17 of last season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.